We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Tonight. 8:48 on this Monday. With these temperatures, maybe you and the kids will want to stay inside, you know, at least the height of the afternoon. Kritika Mallikarjuna is a senior editor of TV Guide, joins us with an update on what may be streaming our way. And it's Shark Week, which is always a big deal. Is this the Discovery Channel? They still do Shark Week?
Yeah, they still do Shark Week. It is officially Shark Night, Shark Week 2019, and it kicked off last night, actually, but most of the good stuff is still in front of us this
week.
You know, they have all the usual, you know, docu-nature series stuff. They have some really cool new science specials where they recreate, you know, five historic shark attacks and see how, like, those people could have survived those attacks with scientists. And it's, yeah, they have some cool new science specials this year. But the two big stars this year are a comedy special with Rob Riggle, where he surprises some of his comedian friends by taking them, you know, diving with the sharks. And that's supposed to be like their big standout. That one's on Wednesday. And the other one is Shark Week's first fictional, like, original movie starring Josh Duhamel. So that one's out on Thursday.
That's interesting. And Rob Riggle's kind of an interesting guy. He used to do a lot of work with the veterans group that I worked with in New York and would show up. And I was like, who is Rob Riggle? And now he's a big star, it seems. Okay. And then on Wednesday, Red Sea Diving Resort. I mean, you know what? A lot of people don't realize the Red Sea has, I mean, it is like the place that all the Arabs go for their holidays. So it's very debaucherous, depending on where you are. I shouldn't reveal more than that. I don't want to get them in trouble, but.
Yeah, Red Sea Diving Resort is it's a very storied place. It has a lot of, like, interesting layers of history for where it is in the world. And the Netflix movie is actually focusing on 1979, if I'm not mistaken. And it's about a group of people, undercover agents from all different agencies, on this sort of last-ditch mission to get as many people out of Ethiopia as they can before the country sort of falls into civil war. And it's Chris Evans's first post-Avengers role. So this is his, like, really big thing that he's stepping into after Captain America. And the movie's kind of stacked cast-wise, like Ben Kingsley's in it, Michael Hussman, and who else am I missing here? And Michael K. Williams. So, like, it's a really star-studded cast.
And it was good? You liked it?
I have only seen the first 30 minutes of it, but the first 30 minutes was, like, very action-packed, and it was a very strong tease to the movie. So I'm definitely going to be checking out the rest of it.
That's Netflix?
That's Netflix, yep.
Okay. Well, all right, well, I'll add that to the queue there. And then on Thursday, No One Saw a Thing. What is this
one? This was on Sundance at 11 p.m., and it's a true crime docuseries, and it's in five parts. It's a limited series, and it examines an infamous unsolved case from the 1980s in this town of Skidmore, in which this man was shot dead in this really small town in Missouri in front of dozens of witnesses, like, outside the local bar, who all claim to have seen nothing. So it's this, like, really interesting story about, like, this town and this community, and
was it a racial thing? Do we? No,
No, it wasn't. But it is a very small town community based thing, and it's interesting because since those townspeople stuck together, there have been 9 other unexplained murders in this town.
Holy cow!
And they have a lot of interviews with, like, the townspeople today, and talking about, like, their parents and their grandparents going back to this original murder, and, like, how this has, like, been passed down through generations.
Yeah,
it's a really interesting true crime story.
I don't. Yeah, you don't want to sell your house in that community.
yeah,
I don't
yeah.
like it's going for top dollar.
I would not recommend, like, you know, looking up apartments there, but maybe check out the true crime series.
All right, next, we ran out of time. Next time I want to talk to you about this Instant Hotel show from Australia, which I just binged.
So addictive.
Oh my gosh, it's really interesting, Critique. I want to hear what you think.
It really is.
Yeah. All right, well, we got to go, but next time I want to ask you about that. Critique Malika Juna, the senior editor of TV Guide. Thank you.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.